Graham Muscat. Now, tell me, number 10, what does it tell me about number 10?
Well, so I'm the Red Arrows team supervisor. I'm also the commentator. I also fly the spare aircraft whenever we go anywhere. But my job primarily is a team supervisor. So actually, while I'm commentating, I'm actually watching the display, keeping an eye on what's going on, making sure we're safe and making sure we adhere to all the rules and regulations that we have to. And if need be, I'll call them out. And I liaise a lot with the flying display director as well, who's in charge of the flying at the air shows. And yeah, making sure that we're safe and compliant, which is one of the most important things. But the commentary clearly provides that connection between the display and the crowd, which is ultimately what we're here for.
You're talking about rules and regulations. What are we talking about there when you're talking about rules and regulations?
Well, we've got the Military Aviation Authority and the Civil Aviation Authority. Clearly, they govern everything aviation-wise across the country, and we have to adhere to a set of rules which they promulgate, and everyone who does display flying has to adhere to. So I just have to make sure we are adhering to them and we keep our standards high, which is what the Royal Air Force Aerobatic Scene Red Arrows is all about.
You were flying with the 9, though. You were part of the 9 aircraft at one point, were you?
Yeah, so we are displaying as a 7 all this year. But for fly pass, such as the Queen's Jubilee, we flew past as a 9. So I was the 8 slot on the right-hand side, far right. And OC Rafat, Wing Commander David Montenegro, was in the 9 slot on the left-hand side to be able to put that 9 ship, our famous 9 ship, across the capital for Her Majesty the Queen.
And of course, you're obviously practicing away from the UK in preparation for this. But I mean, again, I suppose it didn't matter how many Red Arrows you have. You could have 7, you could have 10, you could have 20. They'd still be a very special acrobatic team, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, what the Red Arrows do is unique to what we do. And whether it's 7, as you said, 9, it makes a difference. The shapes will be a little bit smaller. We'll still provide a fast, dynamic and exciting display for everyone to enjoy throughout the summer.
And what about sort of your time training? I mean, again, it's obviously fairly intense while you're actually out there performing in a training situation.
Yeah, so we go out to Croatia this year for a week and then Greece for 4 weeks on top of that, purely for weather. We get blue skies all day, every day, which allows us to train 3 times every day and perfect the display. It really is key to get that continuity, certainly for the new pilots each year, to be able to perfect those skills and perfect the display ready for public display authority, which we get granted by the Air Officer Commanding One Group at the end of the display.
We've got a bit of cloud here at RAF Cosford this time around. How does that impact on things?
So there's 3 displays we can do, full, rolling and flat. Full, we need a cloud base of 5,500. Rolling is 2,500 and 1,000 for a flat. Looking today, I think it's about 4,500 feet. The team leader might elect to go rolling, but you know, if there's some bigger gaps that build up, he can pull into the gap, so you might get a full show out of it, but we'll just have to wait and see. You know, 2 minutes before they roll in, he'll just make that decision.
Big crowd here, obviously, at RAF Cosford, so we're expecting a good display, and you guys doing your bit, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be back at Cosford. You know, we're now back to pre-COVID levels of displays. We're displaying 65 times this year, and seeing the crowd that we flew in on the helicopter is fantastic, and that's what we're here to do. You know, we're here to inspire the next generation, demonstrate and showcase what we do, and I think hopefully we'll put on a really good show for you today.
And the Jubilee flyover for the Queen, obviously, I mean, very special for you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, the team have performed for Her Majesty on many occasions. This year something's a little bit more special, with it being the Platinum. Again, great to be behind all those other aircraft, and seeing the 70 of the Typhoons ahead of us was fantastic to see. But I didn't see a lot of it because I was just concentrating on number 6 next to me, making sure I was in position and got the smoke right. But what a wonderful occasion to celebrate, you know, such a fantastic event for Her Majesty.
Graham, it's always a pleasure to meet a Red Arrow.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to meet you as well.